Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
John chapter 13, verse 13. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. Jesus, the Son of God, says, we call him Master and Lord, that we are speaking well, for so he is. That's the title of our message today. Master Jesus, that he is the Master. Who made him Master? God. That he didn't take up this position by himself, even as Aaron did not arrogate himself to the position of the high priest, but he was called of God. So also Jesus Christ says that he is the Master over all. And that God made him Master. The spirit of the scriptures made the scriptures the Master. You know, Jesus is the Word of God. So you call him Lord and Master. You should know him. That it is the Holy Bible that is the Master. Who made him Master? The Almighty God. Gave us the Holy Bible to be our Master. Our Lord. And Savior Jesus Christ. God has empowered him and given him to us freely so that he will rule over us. You know, his rule is peace. So when the righteous is on the throne, the people rejoice. He is not a tax master. He is that freedom master, the master that said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. He's the master whose yoke is easy, whose burden is light. It's not heavy, doesn't put heavy yoke on people's neck. Because he is that master over death, over sickness, over poverty. He is the one that sets the captives free. He brought freedom. He says that God has made this Jesus to be the master over our lives so that we'll be free from the yoke of the devil. Who? His word. And he sent his word to the Israelites to heal them and deliver them from their captivity. And that God has brought good news to us that we have a master. He said we should know this master. That this master is this holy Bible that God so loved the Israelites, he gave him to them. And he told Moses to tell Pharaoh, let my people go, so that they will serve me. And then he said, if Pharaoh refuses, I will kill all his firstborn, because I have separated them for myself. You know, God separated you for himself. He said that you are sanctified unto him. That is the whole duty of man, that God created us so that we will serve God. Not the yoke that the devil came to put us into through the sin of Adam. That's why he told Adam, he said, you will sweat because you are now under a taskmaster. When he sinned, it was not so before. He was eating freely in the garden. By what means? By the master. The master was upon him. The spirit of the scripture was upon Adam. And he was moving freely in the garden and eating anything he wants to eat. And so he said to us that we call him Master and Lord, so he is. We should know this master so that we don't go and submit ourselves to fake and false Christ. See what he said in Matthew chapter 23, reading verses 8 to 12. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Amen. He said, don't call any man your master on earth, for one is already your master, Master Jesus. The Holy Bible is that master who gave him to us, God, the Father. Now he said, don't call any man your father on earth, because the spirit of the scripture is already your father. He wants to father you. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate. And then you'll be my sons and daughters, saith the spirit of the scriptures. Now he said he gave us this master, Master Jesus. Now Jesus said, if you continue in my word, who says so, the spirit of the scriptures, then you are my disciples indeed. That the scripture is our master. Now he said, you are to be servant of this master. Therefore, don't bear the name master. Be ye not masters. The greatest among you will be your servant. How will be those who are serving Christ? Servants of the word of God. St. Paul says that, who is Paul? Who is Peter? Who is Apollos? We are the servants of Christ. We bring the good news of the Bible to you so that you will be married to this master, Master Jesus. You will submit yourself entirely to the master. We preach the Bible. And so that the world will know that God so loved the world. He gave his word to us to be our master, to rule over us, so that evil will not rule over us. And then this good master, you know he's good. He said when he's ruling over you, good things will be happening. And that's what he called us to. He called us so that he will give us Christ to be our master. And break off every yoke of bondage from us. Every fake evil master from us. But you know, the Israelites of old did not realize this. They were craving for evil to rule them. Then finally he proclaimed liberty for them. It's okay, you can go. Then they went to Babylon. Go and try other masters. Let Babylon rule over you. You will see. And then the psalmist recorded their feeling. And their testimony that when they were by the rivers of Babylon, they wept. When they remembered the freedom they had in Jerusalem, in Zion. God is saying to us that there is already one master he has given to us. This word of God. Don't go under the yoke of men. He says you have one master. All men, every one of us are brethren. Subscribing to this one master, Jesus. And that is the truth of the Bible. That you call me master and Lord, so I am. That anyone that arrogates himself to that position of master, he says, shall be dropped, he shall fall. Because God made him the master. Like Dathan and Korah wanted to be a master in the wilderness, they fell. The ground opened and swallowed them up. Because God made Aaron to be the master, to me, their high priest. And they did not realize it. He told Moses, say, let them bring their rod. All the tracks. Then they bring their rod. Then bring the rod of Aaron. Aaron's rod budded. Then putting an end to all challenges. And so that's why the rod of God budded. How he was raised from the dead. Who? Master Jesus. Even in the grave, he is master. No one yet has come out from the grave. Except this master. And then by so doing, God advertised him to the whole world that this is the master. That the word of God was made flesh. The word of God died. The word of God was buried. And the word of God was raised on the third day. By who? By the spirit of holiness that was in him. Now he says, you call me master and Lord, so I am. I'm the true master. Then all of you are brethren. See what he said in Matthew 24, in verse 24 and 25. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. I've told you ahead of time. Who said so? The scriptures. It's in the Holy Bible. Says that the word of God is our master. Now he said there are going to be many false Christs and false prophets. taking his position in the hearts of humans. They will not know that the Bible is Master Jesus. Then they will subscribe to different masters. But he said, don't have that on earth. There's already one as your master. And that he has told us before time that when they say to you in verse 26 of Matthew 24, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. So when they tell you that he is in some desert, some location, don't believe them. The word of God is not in a desert. The word of God is not in some secret chamber. The word of God is in the Holy Bible. And the Bible alone. Now he says that it is open to all. As you see the lightning shining from one end and it reflects to the other, so is this word of God is open in this book. Is that one that the Spirit gave to us to be our master? That wherefore God has highly exalted his word and given him a name. What name? The name of Jesus Christ. Who gave him that name? The Spirit. The Spirit of the Scripture gave the Scripture the name of Jesus. And that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. At the name of the Word of God, every knee should bow to him, should confess with their tongue that he is the Lord, that his rule is the rule of God, the rule of the Holy Bible. You know, human beings, they have the rule of law in their society. Now, he said, for us who are called, for those who God is calling, he said, let Christ be your rule over you. That no one is greater than the Holy Scriptures, Jesus is saying. As no man is greater than the law in their countries and societies, so it is in the kingdom of God, in the whole world. He is the Lord with no national boundary. He is that master because he is above all. He said, wherefore God has highly exalted him. Far above every government, any authority, any name that can be named in this world nor in the world to come, and gave him to be the head over the church, the Bible. He gave him to be the Master Jesus. When we say Master Jesus, we should know who is that Master Jesus. The Master Jesus is this Bible we carry, that God has empowered him to be our head. The Spirit gave all authority to his word. See what he said in John chapter 5, reading from verse 21. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which has sent him. He says, as the Holy Spirit that gave us the Bible can raise the dead, so he has empowered the Word himself to raise the dead. He has empowered him. And in fact, he has committed every authority, every power to his word concerning human being. That God has given all authority to his Son, the Spirit that gave birth to the Bible, has given all authority to the Scriptures. Now he said to us that we should honor him, honor his word as we honor the Spirit that gave us the Bible. That we don't see that Spirit. No one see the Holy Spirit that gave us the Bible. He says we should honor the Son, his word. That when we honor his word, we honor the Father that gave us the Bible. We honor that Spirit that gave us the Holy Scriptures. And in verse 24 of John 5, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Hallelujah. He said the days are coming when the dead people who are dead to God shall hear the voice of the Holy Scriptures and begin to read it. He said they that hear shall live unto God again. They'll come alive. They'll be hearing the voice of the Word of God. So the Spirit says in verse 26, "For as the Father hath life in himself," who? The Spirit himself, the Holy Spirit, as he had life in himself, so he had given to his Son to have life in himself. That's good news. What does that mean? We shouldn't be looking for God anymore. He says, as God has life in himself, can raise the dead, so he has given to the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible to have the same life, to do the same thing. Therefore, he says we should receive his Son. That anyone that received the Son has received the Father. Anyone that honored the Son of God honoreth the Father. That it is this Son of God that is the Master Jesus, this Word of God. Is the Master Jesus that God has empowered the Holy Scriptures with life. There is life in the Scriptures. They are living. And now he says the days are coming when men, humans, will be able to look unto this perfect law of liberty. These Holy Scriptures, and then the Scriptures will be talking to them life. And then those who can read it will come alive. They will be hearing him clearly as he said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." They will know the Master Jesus, that this is indeed our Master that God has given to us. And he said we need to understand that God gave us this Bible. He so loved us. He gave us his Son, that it is the Spirit that gave birth to the Scriptures. The Word of God, which we don't see. The God that spoke to Abraham gave direct birth to the Scriptures. Now he says that what he did, since we don't have access to this God, then he produced himself in the Holy Scriptures. And then the same God that spoke in the beginning, he said, "Let there be," and the Word perform what he said. He says, so is these Scriptures, that they will do what he says. That God has empowered the Scriptures to be self-dynamic, self-active. And so that anywhere in the whole world, anyone turn to this Bible, he will receive the effect of God without looking for God again. And that's why he says that God has committed all judgment to the Scripture. This is the final bus stop. That we are looking for God, he said, don't look any further than Christ. Don't look for God any further than the Holy Bible. St. Paul says that he beared his own people, the Israelites, record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. And therefore, they have not submitted themselves to this end, that Christ is the end of righteousness to everyone that believes. And so they have not submitted themselves to the Scriptures, which God says, stop. This is whom you are to receive. This is your Master today, tomorrow, forever, that this man does not die. It's not like Aaron that I gave to you. And then when Aaron dies, and then you need to do another high priest and raise up another high priest, that Jesus Christ is living eternal. That the Holy Bible will say heaven and earth shall pass away, but Jesus cannot pass away. The Scripture cannot pass away. Who says so? The Spirit that cannot lie. Now he says that as he has life, he gave the same life to the Word of God. So that in any generation, anyone that is born, he will meet Christ. So he says, everyone that come to God by him, seeing this man is ever living, he's able to save everybody that comes to him to the utmost. That come to God by him. Who? The man of the Holy Bible. And that this Master you hear of, they said, I've made him Lord and Savior. Let him be this Master of the Bible. He said, otherwise there'll be great lamentation on that day. And they will say, Lord, Lord. He said, these people draw near to me with their tongue, but their heart is far from me. He said, our heart should not be far from the master. The master is standing at the door knocking. Who? The word of God is knocking at the door of our heart, saying, open to me. I've come to enter you so that I will rule over you. I will rule over your heart. You will now worship God through me. For there's no other way we can come to God except by him. By this master. Master Jesus. See what he said in Luke chapter 6. Reading verse 40. The disciple is not above his master. But everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Said the disciple. He's not above the master. But anyone that is perfect will be exactly as the master. He said that let this master master you completely. And then you will not submit to any other. But a servant cannot be greater than his Lord. Therefore, he wants us to know who is the Lord. That the word of God is the Lord. He says, sanctify the Lord God alone in your heart. Who is that Lord God? The word of God. Said the fear of him is the beginning of wisdom. That no one, no disciple is above his master. That he is calling us to become disciples of the Holy Scriptures. That if you continue in the Scriptures, then are you my disciples indeed. Say you cannot be greater than the Scriptures. Now he says if you will be perfect, you will be exactly as the Scriptures. As he is, so you will be in this world. How? In understanding and in confession. With the heart we believe unto him as our Lord and Savior. With the mouth we confess him as our master. We don't have any other master. Jesus is our master. This Bible is our master. Now any servant or disciple does not know the master, then that is confusion. He doesn't know whom he is serving. He said we should know whom we are serving. For if servant is expected of a servant to be loyal to his master. So if we don't know that it is the Holy Scripture we are servants of, then we are lost. We are in great error. That it is the Holy Scripture we are to submit ourselves to. It is the Holy Scripture. We are to receive as that master. Not the diable flesh, no, the word of God. And that is what he said to us. He said, now we should not arrogate ourselves beyond this master. We should not go above this master. The disciples cannot be above his master. John 15, see what he said for that. John 15, in verse 20. Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hated me hated my Father also. Is anyone hate the word of God? Hate the spirit that gave us the word also. That you cannot be greater. He said, remember what I told you. He said to his disciples and to all who will listen. That they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. He didn't come speaking something else. Jesus came preaching the Bible to us. Preaching the word of God to us. He said, think not I've come to remove the scriptures. I came to authenticate it, to establish it in the human heart, to plant it, to sow this word of God as our master. He has come to preach the Bible to us, to preach the master to us. To reject the preaching of the Bible, Jesus said, that is the sin today. We have no more cloak for our sin. That if we don't receive him, receive his word as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he says there is a rest remaining for the people of God. They have not entered into his rest. They are not yet delivered. It's only when this word gains an entrance into our hearts, then we are free indeed. In John chapter 12, reading from verse 47, And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and received not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Jesus says that he did not come to condemn the world. Rather, he came to save us. That anyone that rejects him, who rejects the spirit of the scripture and his word. He said there is already a judge. The words he has spoken shall judge on the last day. Therefore, he's saying, the Spirit says, I have committed all judgment to my Son, to the Word. That this Word of God we have in the Bible is that Son of the Holy Spirit. That's why he says that the Father judgeth no man. He said, I didn't come to condemn. Take heed to my Word. Take heed to this judge. I have given him all authority, all power. I've given my Word all authority, all power, the Spirit says. Now receive him as your master and savior, Jesus Christ. There is only one God, the Father, and then one Lord, Jesus Christ. This one God, the Father says, I didn't come to condemn. But there is one that condemned my Son, Jesus Christ, the Word. The very word I've spoken in the Holy Bible shall condemn on the last day. Since we did not receive him as the master. But he says, as many as receive him, to them he gives them power, gives them authority to become children of God. They know the master. They will come boldly before him. And then those who said he will not rule over them, and yet he is the King of kings, they say, when he comes, there will be a great lamentation. On that day when the scripture takes over the rulership of this world, that from the east to the west, this holy Bible is the King, the Lord. The master that is going to rule the whole nations of the world, saith the spirit of the scripture that cannot lie. Now he said there's one who's going to judge the very word that is being preached to us by the gospel. And then he said, if we receive him, there's no more condemnation at all. We have done the will of the spirit. We have done the will of God. That if we believe in his son, we have believed in him. If we believe that these scriptures is indeed the words of God, he says there is no more condemnation. We have done exactly what the Spirit expects from us, what he commanded. Believe that this word of God is your master and savior. He is that holy one. He is that one that is going to raise everyone from the dead on the last day. He said, marvel not at this. He told Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Martha says, but my brother is dead 4 days. He's already rotting. He said, believe me. I am that almighty Jesus, my word. There's nothing the word of God cannot do. He said, if you will believe on him, you shall see the glory of the word of God. And Martha told Mary, he said, the master is come. You know, his master. That's what he called him. That the master is come. And then he's calling for you. Then this master went to the grave of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead 4 days came out. Jesus says, that's the judge, his word. And that word he gave to us in the Holy Bible, that he's going to master over you. Even in the grave, he is Lord. He said, if the spirit of the scripture that raised Jesus from the dead dwells inside you, he will raise you up on that day, clothed with what? With power, with anointing. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed his word, means how God gave empower his word. And gave him all authority. He came and said, all authority is given to me in heaven and on earth and beneath. That God has empowered the scriptures, the word of God, to do everything. That as Moses lifted up his serpent in the wilderness, so must the Bible be lifted up. That's why we preach the word. He says, when you look unto him, he will heal you of the ancient bite of the serpent. Jesus is not a mirage. Jesus is this tangible Bible. This word of God that liveth and abideth forever. He is going to be. You can't remove him. Anyone that wants to remove him, they'll be removed. When they said they're going to remove him from Jerusalem, they were removed to Babylon. And he stayed. Anyone that wants to remove this word of God from their country, they will be removed. He will abide. Who? Jesus. He says that if they stumble at this stone, they will fall. Anyone that wants to remove it from his people, that one will be removed like Herod, and then the Bible will grow. Says so grew mightily the word of God. That sorcerer was removed. Anyone, as the sorcerer of Samaria tried to remove the Bible from Samaria, then when Philip came to preach the word, he fell in one go. That's why he says, anyone that exalt himself shall be abased. Anyone that arrogate himself like that sorcerer in the position of the Jesus, of the scripture, will fall with like lightning. And so that's what he's saying to us, that there is already a master on earth who gave him to us, the Holy Spirit of the Bible. That the longer you stay with him, he will master you. You will not hear the voice of a stranger. You will hear him talking clearly and speaking ever loud as he calls Samuel. He will call you. And so he says, that's why God gave us the Bible. So if you continue him, you will hear his voice, the voice of the word of God. That this word of God is that master Jesus. As languages of the word master, I will say, let the word of God master you. Even in the grave, you will hear, he said, Lazarus, come forth. He heard his voice of the master. He was a friend of Jesus. Be a friend of the word of God. And then at his coming, you will rejoice. A friend of the bridegroom rejoices. And so he had given us the Bible. We preach him so that all men will know that this master want to master all society of the world. Every family, anybody that would open the door to him, he comes in. And then when he comes in, you know what he does? He put an end to all that rule. Every demonic rule comes to an end. Every fade rule comes to an end. Then he takes over. And so that's why he said, let me enter your family. You will see the reign of Christ. You see the reign of the word of God. That he makes everything to be fruitful. Every barrenness will end. When he came to the house of Abraham, that was the end of barrenness. Sarah produced. So it is that when the word enter you, the truth of the Bible enter you, he said your life must change. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.